Good morning, Dharma friends. This is my great honor and a privilege to share with you the heart of Jodo Shinshu. Do you remember what was happened on March 11, 2011 in Japan? It was a day of the Tohoku great earthquake and tidal wave that hit several places in Tohoku area. Right after the disaster, U.S. Navy spontaneously took an action and went to the Tohoku area with the food and necessary lifelines. The Navy commander made a great decision that helped so many people in Japan. In September 1950, which was 5 years after the World War II, Japan still was not recovered from the damage by the World War II yet. Mr. Ali Bark was assigned to as a deputy chief of the Navy and went to Japan to rebuild the Japanese government. Commander Bark hated the entire Japanese people and the country of Japan because he lost his best friend at the Pearl Harbor and many other friends at other battle sites. When he arrived at his accommodation site at the Imperial Hotel in Tokyo, one of the hotel staff said as follows: "Mr. Bark, welcome to our hotel. Please let me carry your luggage." Then Commander Bark shouted him as follows: "Do not touch my personal property and do not bother me all the time." The sounds of his voice was telling him that I hate Japanese. Even if Japanese people expressed their best in polite ways to him, Commander Bark was always ignoring and insulting Japanese people. One late evening, when he returned to the hotel, he felt that his room was very empty. So, following day, he stopped at the flower shop and picked flowers and put the flower into the coffee cup and left it on the table. When he gazed at the flower, at least he had a moment of peace and serenity within his mind. The following morning, he said, "See you later," to his little flower and went to the GHQ office to work. When he returned from the GHQ office in the late evening, he discovered that someone touched his little flower. The flower was not in a coffee cup, but it was in the small little vase. His flame of anger became so big and said, "Who touched my flower?" So he went to the front desk and complained to hotel staff and said, "Why you guys touch my personal item? I told you never ever touch my property." However, hotel staff explained to him as follows: "Commander Bark, we told our entire workers that they should not touch the Commander Bark's personal belongings." Then Commander Bark said, Never mind, but tell your staff that never ever touch my personal belongings." However, a few days later, his old flower and the vase were gone. Instead, there were other nice flowers in different vases on the table. Commander Bark was wondering, "Who is doing this? Somebody is playing game with me?" Day after day, he got more flowers on the table and in the bathroom, and his room became much nicer than before. Commander Bark again went to the front desk and asked them to find out who is doing unnecessary thing in my room. After hotel staff investigated about this issue, they discovered that person who arranged the flower in his room was housekeeping lady who was in charge of Commander Bark's room. She was buying a flower from her small paycheck and decorated them in his room. Commander Bark called her in his room and asked her the reason why she did these things in his room without asking his permission. The housekeeping lady said, "When I saw a piece of flower in your coffee cup, I assumed that you love flowers. So I would like you to be more comfortable in your stay in this hotel. So I provided flower." Then Commander Bark said, In that case, I have to refund the money to you. However, the housekeeping lady refused to receive his offer and said, I just wanted you to stay in this room with a peaceful mind. You are working for our country, so this is my small token of appreciation to you for your help. Commander Buck asked about her background, and he was very surprised about her life. She was a widow of the World War II. Her husband was captain for one of Japanese Navy destroyer ship and was killed in the Solomon War against the United States Navy. He sunk with his destroyer ship, so she didn't have his ashes with her. When Commander Buck heard the story from her, he said to her as follows, Maybe it was me who killed your husband. I sunk many Japanese ships there. I am sorry to hear about that. Then she told the commander as follows, Even if you and my husband faced each other at the battle scene, if you didn't do anything, maybe my husband would have to kill you and all your men. It was not your fault. I understand about both you and my husband's job's work. When she explained to him, she had the tears on her face. At the evening, Commander Buck thought it over about her kindness and what he applied to the people in Japan. What I am doing to all Japanese people? These Japanese people are all innocent. Yet, why I am continuing to giving them my anger and hardship to them. Even if she received a very difficult and uncomfortable manner from me, she just welcoming me with her very polite form and offering me with her best. Am I doing right or not? However, through all Japanese people's kindness and thoughtful mind which he received, he learned the true mind of respect and care from them. He sincerely regretted about what he did to all people in Japan. He learned that anger is not overcome by anger, but it will overcome by the kindness. Since then, Commander Buck's attitude to the Japanese people changed it, and he started smiling and respected them as a wonderful gentleman. For the reconstruction of Japanese government was not easy, but through Commander Buck's great and kind support and his great efforts, Japanese government was able to be constructed, able to be reconstructed. When he returned to the United States of America, he became a Secretary of Defense and helped many other countries for them to rebuild. In 1961, he received the highest Medal of Honor from the Japanese government for his great support to Japanese government. In 1991, he passed away at the age of 94. While he was served the Secretary of Defense, he helped many countries very fairly and received numbers of the great medals from them. At the Navy Museum in Washington, D.C., there's an exhibition corner and all his medals and his accomplishments were displayed, except one medal from Japan. It was his strong request that he wanted to put the medal on his uniform and bury it at the Navy Academy Cemetery with him at the Annapolis, Maryland. As I mentioned to you earlier, when tsunami hit Tohoku area, one of air carrier took an action right away. The title of this mission was Operation Tomodachi. They were supposed to go to Korea, but Captain of USS Ronald Reagan decided to go to Japan and help them as much as possible. On the way to Sendai, all crew members stand on the runway and made the 9 letters, T-O-M-O-D-A-C-H-I. Tomodachi. When Japan people saw the words on TV, many of them had tears in their eyes and received warm encouragements from the USS Ronald Reagan's crews. When they arrived at the Sendai, Captain of USS Reagan asked the assistant captain to take over the ship, and he operated helicopter to went to the disaster site with the many necessary lifelines for those victims. Many evacuated people helped them to unload those food, water, and sanitary items. Even if he wanted to offer extra supplies, people said to him as follows, "We have enough materials. Please share it with other people who may need it." Captain was so impressed about those people's sincere heart and caring about other victims. At the late afternoon, the Japanese TV company interviewed, asked him why he did this mission without approval of their order. And he said to the reporter, "I have learned this kindness heart from my grandpa." So reporter asked his name, and captain said, "My name is Tom Bach." Yes, he was one of the grandsons of the late Admiral Arleigh Bach. Captain Tom Bach went back to his home and shared this wonderful experiences with his family about what was happened in Japan and how wonderful and polite Japanese people were. The wife of Captain Tom Bach said, If your grandfather was alive, he probably would say, "That's right. Now you understand the reason why Grandpa loved Japan and Japanese people." In our society, our lives became much easier and better than before. But we have to remember only one but a very important thing, which is share the great guidance and sincere heart to our children and grandchildren, which is 思いやりの心, the thoughtful mind, the mind of sincerity, and pass it on to our children, grandchildren, and our society. Let us all remember that our Jodo Shinshu teaching is sharing our compassionate heart and rejoicing happiness with others. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.